It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll talk a little football this morning with Mules football coach Justin Townsend and Edwards County High School coach Joe Rivers. Plus, we'll discuss some rule changes in football this year with local official Ken Odie. And we'll talk baseball with Frontier Community College baseball coach Brandon Benton. It's all coming up on Sports Talk this morning on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you here. Currently in Fairfield, it's 66 degrees. Welcome to another season of Sports Talk. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. A busy day on Sports Talk here as we'll talk football with Mules coach Justin Townsend and Edwards County coach Joe Rivers. Also, we'll chat with local football official Ken Odie and Frontier baseball coach Brandon Benton this morning. So, let's get things started with scores from the local and national scene here. Taking a look at local sports scores from yesterday, high school golf action. Fairfield Community High School took on Woodlawn at Indian Hills Golf Course Friday. FCHS got the win, defeating Woodlawn 176-192. Maverick Conrad shot a 35 and earned medalist honors. Noah McElravy finished with 40. Chase Hallam had 49. Noah Barger with a 52. Zach Waldoni shot a 57, and Caitlin Norton had 58. FCHS Golf will next be in action against Hamilton County on the road on Monday, August 26th. Major League Baseball scores to mention. It was St. Louis over Colorado 8-3. Washington topped the Chicago Cubs 9-3. It was the Chicago White Sox over Texas 8-3. I would like to mention the Major League Baseball standings here. In case you're wondering about the NL Central, it's a tight race here. The Cardinals, because of that win last night, they are in first place, just a half game above over the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee, right there on their heels, just about 3.5 games back behind the Cardinals. Also in NFL preseason, that's going on right now. A couple of close games yesterday. Tampa Bay defeated Cleveland 13-12, and Buffalo topped Detroit in a squeaker 24-20. I would like to mention this schedule here for today. Junior high baseball action. Center Street will be at the Carmine Tournament. College volleyball action at 10 o'clock this morning. Frontier Community College is hosting Lincoln University and Shawnee Community College at a tri-match. We'll also take a look at some MLB games that will be happening later on as well, so stay tuned for that. Now, yesterday, last night, Fairfield and Edwards County, they had Meet the Teams, the fall preview, football, as well as volleyball, also the announcement of other teams like cross country and tennis. And but high school football, though, less than a week away, all starts next Friday here in Southern Illinois. Mark Turner, he caught up with Mules coach Justin Townsend.
Getting set for the start of high school football season, and Coach Justin Townsend of the Mules has joined us. And Coach, how's practice been going so far?
We've had a great 2 weeks of practice, but before that, we had a great summer. I had over 90% attendance at our workouts. Camp went great. Pretty injury-free now after 2 weeks of practice, so definitely excited. Ready for a game week, absolutely.
How's the numbers this year?
Our numbers are excellent, probably as good as anybody in Southern Illinois. We're at 64 kids, 19 of those are freshmen, and you know, we have several upperclassmen. And what I like about our numbers is we're balanced. You know, we don't have just one big class. All our numbers, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all have 14 or more kids. So,
let's talk about the team in general. You return, you lost quite a bit, but yeah, you return quite a bit.
Yeah, we definitely lost some big names from last year's team, some guys that have won a lot of football games over the last 3 years. But I like the fact that we return, you know, 5 to 6 starters on both sides of the ball, as well as another 4 or 5 kids that played a bunch on special teams. And so I think that's going to be really valuable for us going into this season. And I like the fact that we have a lot of depth at positions. You know, we have some competition for some spots, and that always pushes kids and helps in the long run.
Looking to the season, you got Cecilia at home. This is the last year, really, for the Black Diamond Football Conference. Next year, you go into the district. What's your opinion on that?
Well, we actually go into District 2021, so we got two more years. But yes, it's kind of interesting. You know, we got a conference win streak going in conference. I think we've won 19 or 20 maybe in a row, and I think the record is maybe 26. And so that's something. While we're in conference play, we don't want to lose again. That's kind of our goal, and that way we're going to be heading strong into district play. But the ironic thing is Johnston City, when Coach Rude coached them, they have the previous record. Well, Coach Rude is now helping coach at Cesar. So I'm sure he would like nothing more than to eliminate that streak week one. So we're going to have our hands full. I think Cesar definitely is one of the top teams in the conference again. I think Chester's going to be tough. I think Hamilton County would be much improved. But I think the Mules are going to be right there when it's said and done.
Black Diamond Conference this year is a conference of up-and-comers. You've got you guys at the top. You've been at the top for a few years, but there are people knocking at the door.
Absolutely. I think we have a big target on us. I mean, I think teams that want to kind of self-evaluate themselves and see where they stand, if they play us well or beat us, I think they're going to feel like they're headed in the right direction. So we know we're going to get everybody's best shot. I've done several interviews, and that always comes up, that how do you counteract that. And I think it just goes to us raising our level at practice, raising our level in the off season, and us as a program, we want to try to take that next step, not just win conference, not just make the playoffs, but we want to have playoff runs. You know, we kind of got over the hump. We hadn't won a playoff game since 2009 prior, and we were able to get one of those last year, win a playoff game and do it at home. Now we want to do it multiple times, and that's just kind of been our mindset. And you want to set high goals and try to do whatever you can to obtain them.
Goals for the season?
Well, kind of what I just hit on. We want to keep that conference win streak going. We want to win conference championships, but ultimately we want to be playing our best football come November and make a playoff run. That's a goal.
Who do we look for on the Mules this year to lead?
Oh, I think we have a great group of seniors, and this group of seniors has stuck with it for 4 years. We had 13 freshmen when they were freshmen go out for football, and we played a full freshman schedule with 13 kids. And so they played a lot of football over the years, and we've actually picked up one more. We're at 14 now. So, it's a good leadership group. I mean, there's some all-conference kids in that group, obviously, Wyatt Gilbert. Luke Dagg, Chandler McGill, Cade Carter are some big guys for us, big names for us, guys that are probably, a lot of those guys are going to be playing on both sides of the ball. So anticipate big things out of them. I also like the fact I have five or six guys that I'm comfortable running the football. I have three or four guys that I'm comfortable throwing the football to. And so I feel like we have a lot of weapons offensively. I think, defensively, it's kind of the same type of deal. We got 15 or 16 guys that we can plug in and can really get after you defensively.
All right, Coach, thanks for the visit. We'll see you on the 30th.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com, as you can catch the Mules action again this year here at 104.9, as well as through our website. Now, you could also hear Edwards County Football on WOKZ 105.9 and also through Network1Sports.com. Dave Rigg, he caught up recently with Edwards County Lions football coach Joe Rivers.
All right, we're talking with the Edwards County Lions head football coach Joe Rivers. Joe, last year the team went 7-3, made the playoffs, made it into the second round of the playoffs. What can you do on top of that?
Well, we can win two games, Dave. We can go into the playoffs and win two games. That's the goal that these kids have talked about all summer, is coming out and getting over the top of what the team did last year. So, that's what we're hoping for. That's what we've been working at all summer.
The problem I see is you've got some big shoes to fill from last year, because a lot of the key players last year graduated.
Yeah, we did lose quite a bit, but we've got we had several juniors last year, and they all got significant playing time, and a lot of them were starters. So we're not really worried too much about filling shoes. We're worried mostly about staying healthy and our team chemistry.
Now this year, I assume your quarterback's going to be Marcus Stinnett again, and so he got a lot of experience last year. That's got to help him for this year.
Yeah, he started two straight years, so this will be his third year as a starter. His arm strength has improved quite a bit. His knowledge of the offense that we're running this year has improved quite a bit. We've been working on a new offensive scheme since the start of summertime and even a little before, so he's been working hard at that, and we've got everybody pretty well on up to 100% on their knowledge of what we're doing, and he's done a real good job of leading that, and like I said, his arm strength's increased quite a bit.
We lost, I think, if I remember correctly, just about everybody out of the backfield. So who are we going to be seeing in the backfield this year for the Lions?
Well, we lost big kids. You know, Martin Smitler was 250, and Cade was 200 pounds. And, you know, Eli Grimes was in there quite a bit, and he wasn't big like them, but he was a 150 guy. This year we're looking at Eli Grimes again at about 150, and we've got Ryan St. Ledger at about 175, and then Keith Bateman's back there at fullback. Probably in the 185 to 190 range. I don't have my paper in front of me, but that'll be your replacements back there in the backfield.
What about receivers this year?
Jordan Brock's done a real good job all summer. He looks a little faster than he was last year. His hands have gotten better. Of course, Camden Cowger, who caught a lot of passes as well for us last year, is back, and he's got good speed and good hands. So, you know, not stressing too bad at that position. We had good kids there last year, and they're still there. We didn't lose a lot out there.
And it doesn't make any difference how good your quarterback is or your backfield, how good ball carriers there are. If they don't have blocking up front, they're not going anywhere. Who we got on the line this year?
Well, we took a shot this year with, you know, we lost Hunter Mabry, who's a big kid, big strong kid, and he went on to play college. We lost Andrew Rotrammel in a baseball game at the end of the school year, and he's another big kid that was being looked at by some colleges. So we lost a lot of our beef on the line. We've got a smaller line this year. They're quicker. We've had to fill some guys in and here and there, and if you remember from last year, the end of the season, we tossed Kinzer Medler in there, and he ended up being one of the best linemen we've ever had on the field. So we're trying to find another guy just like that to come out and do what Kinzer did last year and fill a spot. So we're going to be smaller across the line for sure. Guys we got going across there right now, Zed Markman's back, Gus Baker's in there, Kinzer Medler's in there, Eli Stieber's been getting some spots, Turner Thomason's been getting some time, Zach Lewis, who moved back from Olney, who we had starting as a sophomore on our line, he's back this year, so he's going to be our big kid. Him and Zed are going to be our big kids out there, and then we got some, you know, Turner and Eli are big kids as well, and then we got a couple smaller guards that we're going to try to pull and move around a lot.
I would think that probably our strength last year was our defense. I think our defense really made a lot of big differences in the games that we won. And so what do we got coming back on defense this year?
Well, we got Russ Gerlach.
and he does a great job.
He does. He does a fantastic job with the defense, and he gets them where they know where they're going to be, know where they're supposed to be. And, you know, I think our defense will continue to be a strength. But that was something last year we came in and we said we wanted our defense to define the team, our defense and our running game, and I think that's what defined us. We were able to control the clock in most games we played, and our defense was able to bend a little here and there but not break when it counted. And we don't think we're any worse on defense this year. We got Anton Linder back at middle linebacker, Eli's back at linebacker, Camden's back at linebacker, Kinzer's back at linebacker. So, you know, our defensive back, still Ryan St. Ledger. We've got Jordan Brock, and Marcus Stinnett's going to step in at corner. Those are guys that have started and played a lot of time out there, you know, so we're not real, we've not worked real hard on our defensive stuff yet. We've hit it, and we've hit it hard for little moments of practice. We've spent more time installing our offense and getting things done there, so we're not super worried about our offense and how they're going to perform. They're going to be okay. Russ does a good job getting them where they're supposed to be.
And what about the kicking game this year?
Well, we got Zeke Roberts to come out and play this year. We'd been talking to him. He'd played some soccer as a younger kid, and we've had him kicking throughout the summer. And you know, I was kind of iffy. Yeah, he was okay. We struggled last year with kicking, and then we put guys in front of him and had guys run at him, and all of a sudden he's kicking probably better than he would probably be an all-conference kicker. No question about it. He kicks the ball far, high. Does a good job, probably one of the, I wouldn't say the best kicker I've ever coached, but he's in that top two or three that I've ever coached in 26 years. So he's going to be a good one, somebody to watch out for.
Is he capable of hitting a field goal?
Yes, and from pretty good distance, too. He's kicking off right now with no real knowledge other than a little bit this summer. He's kicking the ball off inside the 10-yard line pretty consistently. So he's got a good, strong leg, work on his strength a little more, and he could find himself getting a college look. I mean, he's got that good of a leg that he could play at the next level.
Now, you mentioned, of course, Russ Gerlach, your defensive genius as coaching staff. Who else is helping you this year coaching?
Same guys. Jonathan Hinton will be back. He and Michael Snydel both are back, and they are going to co-coordinate the offense. I'm going to kind of step back and let them have the reins of running the offense. Russ is going to have the reins of running the defense. I'm going to help manage the game and yell at everybody probably. And then Brian Moss comes back as our equipment guru that can, you know, he does everything on sidelines, can fix a helmet faster than anybody in the Midwest. He's almost indispensable. We couldn't do without that guy. So those are my guys. Got Russ Gerlach, Jonathan Hinton, Brian Moss, and Michael Snydel.
All right. Well, Joe, you succeeded in bringing excitement back to Edwards County football last year, and I know that you're going to continue that this year with another good football team on the field. And so we'll be looking forward to talking to you after the Chester game, talking about another Lions win.
Yes, sir. God willing. I hope so.
And that was head coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions. That was Dave Rigg who was interviewing him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFINW and WFINWRadio.com.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFINWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning and 66 degrees here in Fairfield. Well, there are some rule changes in high school football this year. Mark Turner, he spoke with local official Ken Odie about those changes.
With the high school football season starting August 30th,
mm-hmm.
You're an official. And there are some rule changes this year. Talk about those.
The major rule change that fans will notice, or they may not notice, they're going to start a 40-second clock along with the 25-second play clock.
Now, how is that going to work?
What you will see is if it's inbounds, out of bounds, whatever, unless there's a stoppage in play, I mean like a timeout or something like that, then there'll be a 25-second clock. But what you will see is a covering official go in, evaluate, make sure everything's okay, and he'll raise his hand up in the air. That's for the timer to start the 40-second clock. They will then have 40 seconds to snap the ball unless there's a timeout or an official's timeout.
And this is more in line with what they do in college and
absolutely.
The NFL, right? Kind of standardizing
yes.
just about everything.
Because some officials, with the 25-second clock, you'd have to wait for the referee to chop it in to start the clock. Some referees were in a hurry. Some took a lot of time. It's more consistency and timing of the plays.
Okay. And points of emphasis this year. What are
obviously, player safety is always first and foremost. They've defined the horse collar tackle. The horse collar tackle now includes the jersey, the nameplate. If you grab the back and pull the person backwards.
Even if you're just grabbing the jersey, not necessarily the shoulder pads or the
right.
helmet.
Well, and yeah, and it's got to be backwards. And I that's one of the most misinterpreted. I hear it every game. You know, you missed a horse collar. No. Now, if he grabs him and rides him down front ways, that's not a horse collar.
Right.
Again, player safety. That's players really susceptible to injury whenever they receive a horse collar tackle.
All right.
But
with the football season coming up, where are you guys headed this year?
All over, all the way from Massac County to Olney to Newton. It's all over.
I saw that there was an incredible shortage of officials.
Yeah, we're having more Saturday games this year than ever before just because they can't find officials to work at Friday night.
Okay. So if you're looking to become an official,
absolutely. Reach out to me.
Contact the IHSA. Reach out to you.
And that was Ken Odie, a local official here, as Mark Turner spoke with him about the changes in high school football this year. Now, high school football starts next Friday across the state. This is Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. We'll switch gears. We'll talk a little baseball. Frontier Community College coach Brandon Benton next.
Want a $100 bill? Hey, $100 bill. Who can
every weekday morning at 7:50 and Saturday morning at 8, it's auction time. Auction time tells you about the unique items on the block in the region. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into details with the auctioneers on Saturday morning. Auction time, weekdays at 7:50 and again on Saturday morning at 8 on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Get a lost soldier away, $145.
Frontier Community College Baseball kicks off its fall season on Tuesday. Mark Turner talked with Bobcats coach Brandon Benton, who says the team has 50 players in uniform this year from across the globe.
Presented from a lot of different states, multiple countries, kids from Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, Florida. We graduated a young man from Georgia last year. Trying to think, Wisconsin, Canada, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. We have one in Mexico, Italy, and Australia.
You are starting your third year at the helm this year, and you're starting your fall season on Tuesday.
Yep. Well, yeah, we're excited. I mean, I think we have a lot of talent, and it's a lot of unproven talent. I mean, it's the fall, right? So that's what it's for, is to give some guys some at-bats, some innings on the mound, kind of see what they got. But there's a lot of developing taking place right now, a lot of install, as far as coverages. But I like what I have, and it's excited, and it's very exciting. And I think we'll be okay.
And you're in a tough spot in the area as far as competition. There's some pretty good JC ball clubs around the area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this league's tough. I mean, just in our league alone, I want you to think about this, but there's two coaches in our league that are Hall of Famers, okay? There's only 11 teams, all right? So, I mean, there's really good coaches in our league. There's good talent. It makes it competitive, but that's the fun part of it. Like, that's what gets the juices going, is, you know, those tight ball games. Nobody likes playing in a blowout, either winning or losing, you know? It's, you know, those fun games, those 6-7, 5-4, coming down to the ninth inning, that's what's fun.
All right. Talk about your coaches just a little bit. You've got two that's been with you for a while.
Right. Jimmy Brenneman, he's our pitching coach and recruiting coordinator. He does a fantastic job. Every year we've gotten a little bit better in the pitching staff. Every year he's been able to bring in some really talented players to kind of, you know, get us a little bit better. So Zach Gertsch, he's going into year two. He does our catching. He works with our catchers and a little bit of hitting. Some outfield as well. He also does a lot of recruiting as well. And, yeah, he does a good job. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have, you know, the coaches that we have. And Adrian Texador, he's new this year, very young. But he was a really good player at Miami of Ohio, defensive player of the year, senior year. So I'm excited. I think it's taken a while, okay? But, you know, what's the old saying? Rome wasn't built in a day. How do you eat an elephant? All that good stuff, okay? So it's I knew what was ahead of us. It just took some time. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're in a good spot. And with the support from our administration and foundation doing some different things for us. So, now we have this beautiful indoor facility we get to train at Carter Athletics. I mean, it's a good time to be a Bobcat, I promise you that.
And that was Frontier Community College Bobcats coach Brandon Benton. Again, they're going to be starting off their fall season on Tuesday. 50 players in uniform this year from across the globe. You're listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. We'll go over the local and the national sports schedule as well. I also mentioned too the high school football schedules for both Fairfield as well as Edwards County with high school football on the horizon. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up your way here on Sports Talk here this morning on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. Be right back.
If you are looking for a way to positively impact today's community as well as generations to come, look no further than the Frontier Community College Foundation. The Foundation's goal is to expand facilities and services offered at Frontier Community College, and it's had a hand in the college's expansion over the past 38 years. Donations to the Foundation can be designated to a specific program or sent to a general fund, and they may be written off for tax purposes. Contact President Sarah Rush or Treasurer Diane Robinson to make a donation.
You are listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFINW and WFINWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning here. Let me go ahead and mention the football schedules as football season is coming up quickly here. Let's talk about the Fairfield Mules first here. Fairfield hosting Cesar Valera on August 30th, 7 p.m. starting time. They'll be on the road at Johnston City on September 6th. They'll be on the road at Chester on September 13th. They will host CZR, Christopher Ziegler Royalton, at home on September 20th. On September 27th, they'll host Carmi White County. October 4th, they'll be on the road as they'll journey down to Hamilton County in McLeansboro. Then October 11th, they'll host Edwards County. October 18th, they will host Vienna Gorville. And then wrap up the season for the Mules. They'll be on the road to El Dorado on October 25th. All game times at 7 o'clock. Edwards County. Let's take a look at their schedule here. First off, they'll be on the road at Chester to open up the season. That'll be on August 30th. Then on September 6th, they'll host Hamilton County. On September 13th, they will host Cesar Valera. On September 20th, they'll be on the road. They'll just make the journey down south to Carmi White County. On September 28th, they'll be away. They'll travel down to Vienna. Also on October 4th, they will host CZR. October 11th, they'll be on the road. They'll make the short jog to the west to take on the Fairfield Mules on October 11th. October 19th, they will be on the road as they'll take on the El Dorado Eagles. And then to wrap up the regular season for Edwards County, they will host Johnston City on October 25th. Now, would like to mention a couple. Now, the majority of the games start at 7 o'clock, but there are a couple of games of note here that start at 1 p.m. On September 28th, they'll be on the road at Vienna Gorville. That game will start at 1 o'clock. Also, they will be on the road at El Dorado on October 19th. That game starts at 1 o'clock. The rest of the games start at 7 p.m. So, I want to go ahead and go over the football schedule here for you for both Fairfield and Edwards County. Again, we'll cover the Mules on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll also cover Edwards County on 105.9 WOKZ and through NetworkOneSports.com. Let's go ahead here and take a look here at the sports schedule for today. College volleyball action will be starting up at 10 o'clock this morning. Frontier Community College will be hosting Lincoln University and Shawnee Community College. And a tri-match, that's going to be held over there at Center Street School Gym. So that is coming up. As I saw the schedule for that, let me go ahead and mention the times for that, actually, as that will be going on, be starting up not too far away from now. Now, again, the times are different for this. They're going to take on Shawnee Community College first at 10 a.m., followed by Lincoln College at 2 p.m. So we'd like to mention that. Also, Major League Baseball action here starting at 5:20 this evening. The Cardinals will take on Colorado. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. The Chicago Cubs will take on Washington, and the White Sox will square off against Texas. Taking a look at the NFL games that are on tap here today. As the preseason continues, Chicago will be at Indianapolis. Arizona will be at Minnesota. Houston will take on Dallas on the road. Also, New Orleans, they'll take on the New York Jets on the road. Kansas City will host San Francisco. The LA Rams will host Denver. And the LA Chargers will host Seattle. So that's a look at the local and the national sports schedule here for today. So that will do it for this edition of Sports Talk. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Dunn. We'd like to mention that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted for your listening pleasure. It will be posted soon on our website at WFINWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps it up here. Have a wonderful Saturday, and we'll see you all again next week for another edition of Sports Talk. We'll have some football and volleyball for you next week. So keep listening here. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.